The San Antonio Alliance are part of the American Alliance of Football, which includes seven other teams from Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Orlando, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, and San Diego. The San Antonio Alliance will play a 10-game season in the Dome. The best teams in the league will advance to a pair of playoff rounds and then a championship game. Dallas Cowboys great Darryl DeMoose Johnston will serve as the team's general manager. He says the league will feature talented players who could not land a spot in the NFL or blew their chances there. He says Johnny Manziel, who now plays as a quarterback in the Canadian Football League, is a good example.
I think Johnny Manziel is kind of the ideal guy that you're looking for that has a little bit of star power to bring to an Alliance franchise, but also a guy who really, really wants that second shot to prove that first time around he wasn't mature enough, made some mistakes, and wants to show everybody the true person that he is.
San Antonio's had other pro football teams in the past, but none were successful for very long. Mike Riley, the coach of one of those past teams, the San Antonio Riders, has been named head coach of the Alliance. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says this new team and league has more going for it than those past teams, including vast NFL experience at top levels of management. The mayor also says San Antonio is hungrier than ever for pro football.
We are football ready here in the Alamo Dome. They've selected us. There's only upside for us economically. So I think they're firing on all cylinders. This has a real chance to be an institution in terms of spring football that we've never seen before.
Ticket prices for the games are promised to be affordable by team officials, unlike those in the NFL. The San Antonio Alliance team members will sport red, white, and blue uniforms. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.